Etiwewe, etiwewe,
Go to Mass anywhere in Africa, and on a Sunday or a special occasion, it is a colourful musical event. Drummers and other musicians practice for long periods before Mass begins, often out of doors, so that the arrival of the congregation becomes increasingly musical. After all, if there is an opportunity of singing, why not join in? If the choir is preparing for Mass outside the church, they and many non-choir members will find themselves dancing as they sing. After all, they are African, and God is praised with the whole body. It is almost impossible to sing and not dance.
Religion in South Africa tends to be a women and children's affair. So women's organizations tend to be the ones that are really the ones that make the biggest impact. So we've got the Sodality of the Sacred Heart. It's mainly women. The Sodality of St. Anne's is only women. CWL, also Catholic Women's League, also women. And those are the real drivers within the church.
Throughout Africa, parish life is vibrant and active. At its heart are the sodalities and the small Christian communities. It is easy to see at a glance to which group a person is linked because each has its own distinctive mode of dress or uniform. Cardinal Wilfred Napier of South Africa points out that the custom of wearing a uniform has both advantages and disadvantages. It is good to be able to publicly witness to one's religious belief, but at the same time, it is necessary to pay attention to all that is happening inside, in the heart.
The Third Order of St. Francis tends to be in isolated groups in South Africa rather than being the dominant group in any parish structure. But I think a lot of it has to do, of course, in South Africa, the fact that they wear the habit, and the habit makes them very, very outstanding. Very much so. And I think many attempts have been made to say, look, it's a way of life. It's not wearing a habit that makes you a Franciscan. But you might as well be trying to turn the sea black instead of green or blue. It's just not going to happen. People want to manifest who they are. They want to say and declare what they're about. So we have quite a strong, in some dioceses, quite a strong presence of the Third Order. But I would say if you take the whole situation in the church in South Africa, you'll find that the greater part are the sodalities of the Sacred Heart, St. Anne's. For the children, it's the Children of Mary and various other sodalities for little ones. I think one of the characteristics of the African at this moment would also be you can't be something and not show what you are. So if you're a member of a sodality, you have to wear a uniform of some kind. And we've tried to say, look, the uniform isn't the most important thing. It's your faith. It's the way you commit yourself to Christ. But how do I show I'm committed unless I'm wearing a uniform? So you start working around in circles with that kind of a thing.
The bishops have addressed the issue, trying to accommodate both people's desire to be visible witnesses of their faith and commitment, but also encouraging their need to search for a deeper relationship with God, even if it is unseen by the rest of the world.
I remember when a group of us were taken up to Zambia, bishops from South Africa, to visit the small Christian community structure that the church has adopted up there, because we were moving in that direction ourselves. And Bishop de Jong of Ndola was telling us how at one stage they had wanted to eliminate all kinds of sodalities, and the only form of getting together for the kinds of things that the sodalities are doing, praying, reflecting, caring for the sick and the needy, that would be done by the Chitanda, the small Christian communities. And he explained how this was accepted and everyone was very happy with it. Then the bishops thought the next step now is to reduce the impact of the sodalities and put all the energy into the small Christian communities. And he says when the sodalities heard that this was happening, they went on a drive to recruit and to strengthen themselves to such an extent, the bishops soon realized we're up against it. So they put on their thinking caps and they said, if we can't beat them, let's join them. So they issued an instruction. No one may join a sodality unless they can prove that they are active in a small Christian community. And it worked for both. So you had sodalities that were alive and active, and you also had the small Christian communities being strengthened by the numbers that came from the sodalities. Now, it's just some of those things that, you know, give you an idea that and one of the reasons they didn't want to drop being in the sodalities was the uniform. Very soon afterwards then, they found that, the bishops found, there's a lot of agitation for the small Christian communities to identify themselves by having a different uniform. St. Anne's would have this one, St. Clair, St. Francis would have a different one. And again, they said, we're up against it. If we fight this one head on, we're going to lose. So what they did was they said on every Sunday that a particular small Christian community is leading the liturgy, then the women can wear a headdress of a uniform color or shape or whatever pattern, and the men could do something similar to show that they are on duty that thing. But the uniform had to be associated with an activity in the church in that particular instance.
And so the bishops came up with a uniquely African solution to a uniquely African concern. And if anybody has ever had the opportunity to experience the small Christian communities, they are truly one of Africa's greatest treasures.
Shoo, shoo, loza, le ngo, 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 shoo, shoo, lo